August 1861. Franz Liszt, almost 50 years old, was on the road again, headed for the eternal city of Rome, there to marry, finally, the great love of his life, Caroline von Sayn-Wittgenstein. Caroline, genuinely paranoid after the events of the previous 13 years, insisted that Liszt zigzag his way across Europe, arriving as secretly and quietly in Rome as possible. She planned the wedding, which was to take place in Rome in the church of San Carlo al Corso, to coincide with Liszt's 50th birthday, October 22nd, 1861. Liszt arrived at Caroline's apartment in Rome at Piazza di Spagna 93, on Sunday, October 20th. On Monday evening, October 21st, the couple attended communion at San Carlo. The altar at which they were to be married the next morning was already decorated with flowers and candles. Caroline and Liszt returned to her apartment. At 11 o'clock that evening, a messenger arrived, informing them that Pope Pius IX had withdrawn his sanction for the wedding to take place. Years later, Caroline told Liszt's biographer, Lina Rahman, that the Pope's last-second intervention was a result of scheming intrigues. Well, we should say, intrigues way too complex for us to detail. Suffice it this, there is no evidence in the Vatican file that Caroline's annulment had been overturned. This was but a last ditch effort by the Hohenlohe Schillingsfürst family to delay the wedding. And by Vatican accounts, that's all it could have done, delay the wedding for a week or two at the most. But after 13 years of intrigues and backstabbing and being treated like a whore for living with Liszt while still being married to another man, after thousands of letters and interviews and confessions and prayers and psychosomatic illnesses like boils and running abscesses brought on by the pressures and stress of her attempt to divorce and marry Liszt, after 13 years of being the rock, a pillar of strength, at 11 o'clock in the evening of October 21st, 1861, 10 hours before she was to be married to Liszt, Princess Caroline von Sayn-Wittgenstein fell apart. The events of that evening cleaned her clock. She gave up. By her own confession, she had nothing left inside. She moved into an apartment at Via del Babuino 89, a few steps away from the Piazza di Spagna, and lived there as a recluse until her death, more than 25 years later. And Liszt, it would seem to have dawned on him only slowly that it was over, really over, between Caroline and himself. We haven't a clue of what he might have been feeling. There's not a single letter, not a single diary entry, or document of any kind written by Liszt or anybody else that describes what he was going through. What we do know is that he was paralyzed. Though he never had any intention of staying in Rome, stay he did. He took an apartment not far from Caroline's, visited her every day, and had a small upright piano installed so he might compose. At 50 years of age, Liszt hadn't a clue of what was next. Rome. Surrounded by the beauty and majesty of the city, by its history and his beloved Catholic Church, Liszt found peace in Rome. On Christmas Day, 1861, he wrote his daughter Blandine, quote, "My life here is more peaceful and harmonious and better organized than in Germany. I hope that this will be to the advantage of my work and will succeed in reaching a good end." Liszt, of course, was a world-class celebrity. When word got out that he was living in town, every aristocratic door in the city opened wide to him. He helped produce and promote concerts of vocal music by Bach and Handel, Mendelssohn and Mozart, composers rarely heard in Rome. And, of course, the students came, like disciples to a guru. Wherever Liszt went, young pianists flocked to be near him. On some days, Liszt taught from mid-morning to late night and, as usual, never took a single lira for any of the lessons he gave. In actuality, Liszt supported financially many of his students, students who otherwise would not have been able to rent a decent room and a piano and still have enough money to eat. Sadly, the harmony and happiness that Rome and Roman society offered Liszt during this difficult time in his life was short-lived. 11 months after the wedding eve fiasco, on September 11th, 1862, Liszt's daughter, Blandine, died from a botched operation following the birth of her first child. Émile Ollivier, Blandine's husband, was devastated. He traveled to Rome to be with Liszt. The men grieved together and in doing so cemented a friendship, talk about bonding, that was to be among the most important and powerful in their lives.